A sprawling public housing development in the center of Seattle is about to get a makeover, and one of the city's largest private developers wants to have a hand in that. The Seattle Housing Authority is preparing to redevelop Yesler Terrace, a 30-acre site that houses more than 1,000 low-income residents near the city's downtown. Paul Allen's Vulcan is one of two private companies competing to become the lead development partner. The winning bidder will be announced later today. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
Yesler Terrace is the oldest public housing development in the city, and its 70-year-old units are showing their age. The Seattle Housing Authority wants to replace those homes and, in the process, completely transform the site. The plan is to rebuild the 561 units that currently exist, along with more than 1,000 new units of affordable housing. In addition, they also want to add offices, shops, space for social services, parks, and more than 3,000 market-rate housing units as well. Andrew Lofton is the executive director of the Seattle Housing Authority. He says the authority is looking for a private partner because it's never done something this big before.
The scale of this one and the complexity of this one, we think, deserves some careful thought about how this is going to be done and getting some expertise that has done some of these things before, I think is just a wise course of action for us.
Right now, two companies are competing to become what's called the master development partner at Yesler Terrace. One is a national company called Forest City, based in Cleveland. The company has 220 properties across the U.S. It's overseen a number of what it calls large transformational developments, including a 4,000-acre site at Stapleton International Airport in Denver. The other bidder is Vulcan Real Estate, which is owned by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. It's a much smaller company that operates almost exclusively in Seattle. In its proposal to the Housing Authority, Vulcan says it would approach the Yesler Terrace development in much the same way it helped transform Seattle's South Lake Union. Vulcan is the largest property owner there. The details of the partnership are not yet worked out, but the master development partner could ultimately end up controlling a large chunk of prime real estate. The 30-acre site is worth an estimated $175 million. The Housing Authority plans to sell off about half of the site to private developers. Andrew Lofton says while some don't like the idea, selling the land is the only way to pay for the new low-income housing.
If there were other fund sources that we could do this without selling the land, we would gladly jump to it. But the fact of the matter is there isn't. The federal government is going through a retrenchment, and to just suggest that there's other ways to do this is not being realistic.
The Seattle Housing Authority Board will be meeting later today to choose the new master developer. The first phase of construction is scheduled to begin next month, and the whole project could take up to 15 years. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.